Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Project Freelance. It is another Monday. That means I've got some more educational information for you about freelancing. And today I'm actually coming to you from Phoenix Studios' new podcasting space. I wanted to bring you guys something different and very grateful to Seeger over at Phoenix Studios for letting me use the space. Let's get into the show. All right, so like I said, it's another Monday. That means we have another episode of Project Freelance. I hope you guys are excited about this one. So I am about to be embarking on another 7-week tour with the Emo Orchestra. And what that is basically is we take a 12-person orchestra, but I think we're actually making it 14 this time. And they play songs that come from our youth, if you will. We like nostalgia. We're all emo scene kids. So we take a rock band and we mesh it with an orchestra and we just push them together and we make emo orchestra and it's great. So wanted to talk about what that is and what will be happening on that tour, as well as how I got the opportunity to be a part of the tour as a content creator. So that's what we're talking about this week on the episode. If you are new to Project Freelance, please hit the subscribe button. And if you do like the episode or the show as a whole, please leave a rating and feedback. It helps the podcast grow, especially if you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. There's a place where if you scroll all the way down, you can leave a rating and your feedback, which helps us find more listeners just like you that enjoy podcasts like this. So I was involved with the first Emo Orchestra, which was last year, October, November, 2023. And the way I got into the crew of Emo Orchestra was I actually met Hawthorne Heights, who was the band we had last time. I met their booking agent. His name's Ben Minch Thurlow, and he books a couple different bands, Anne Berlin, Hawthorne Heights, Medina Lake, which happens to be like my favorite band from back in the day. I actually, side tangent, found out about Medina Lake before they were even called that. They used to be in a band called The Blank Theory, and the singer and the bass player are twin brothers, and they were actually on Fear Factor back in the day, and they won Fear Factor, and that's how they were able to kickstart their band, which is kind of a crazy story, and I've stayed in touch with those guys over the years. They're actually on the Emo's Not Dead cruise right now, which is awesome, and Ben, I know, is trying to get them back on tour, and I definitely pitched Chasing Satellites, my band, to tour with them because that would just be a very full circle moment. I used to watch that band play in college cafeterias back in my high school days, but I met Ben at a show. I think it was like Bowling for Soup or a Hawthorne Heights show. I honestly can't remember. I've met him several different times, but somewhere along the way, we exchanged contact info. And then when Emo Orchestra, the idea kind of came about and he needed to start getting a crew together, he reached out to me and he knew that I did videography for bands like the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. And I had been shooting for them on the Is for Lovers festivals previously, like the first year of Is for Lovers. And then last year I did some Is for Lovers stuff as well. So from knowing me through Red Jumpsuit, who are longtime friends with the Hawthorne Heights guys, I was able to make a connection, which is the main thing in this industry of photography, videography, content creation, is making those connections, networking whenever you can. And the other thing is, like, you never know who is in a room with you. So one, be nice to everybody. And two, just introduce yourself to everyone. Let them know what you do, who you are. I think it's really important as a freelancer to do that networking side because that's the only way you can grow your business. So after meeting Ben and after doing these Is for Lovers shows and meeting him in a couple different shows here in Nashville, he reached out to me and he was like, "Hey, I know that you do content. Would you be interested in going on this tour with us as a content creator?" It's 7 weeks long, which is a pretty long tour. It's definitely the longest tour that I've done outside of Vans Warped Tour in 2017 when I was working for Alternative Press Magazine. And to be honest, I was a little anxious about it because coming from Warped Tour being 7-8 weeks long, it took me like 6 months to mentally come home from Warped Tour when I did that because it was such a grueling summer, not just because of the heat, but because I was working literally from sun up to sundown. I would pass out in my bunk editing photos like at the end of the day. It was exhausting. And so to do another 7-week tour, I was a little apprehensive at the beginning, but I knew that I wanted to do a longer tour again just to see, one, if I could do it, and two, to get, try something different. You know, Emo Orchestra, they're not playing in like rock venues. They don't play at like Chain Reaction. They're playing in symphony halls. We played Atlanta Symphony Hall, which was a beautiful place. It had like marble walls and, you know, it's built for a symphony. So, it was really cool to have Emo Orchestra go to all these different types of venues that I'm not used to. And I know that Hawthorne Heights wasn't used to either. These orchestra people, we call them orchestra kids, but they're adults, but all these orchestra people, they come from that world. And so it was kind of interesting to have the rock world and the orchestra world mesh together. So when we embarked on that tour, it was amazing. I had a great time making daily content. So my job on the tour, for people that are curious, I did daily photography of like from loading in to the show to behind the scenes in the green rooms and things like that. I would make a daily recap reel every single day for social media. And then every week I would make a long form video for Emo Orchestra's YouTube channel. And that was like anywhere from 12 to like 20 minutes long of behind the scenes interviews with the orchestra, interviews with the band, interviews with the producers of the show, pretty much anybody involved that were, that was interested in talking to me for this long form content was who I would talk to. And so that was my main job on Emo Orchestra. So I knew that at the end of it, I wanted to be asked to come back for the next one because I knew that this would be like an ongoing thing. And so I wanted to go above and beyond, which is what you should always do when you're on tour, especially for if you're embarking on a tour that's never happened before or even a festival. So a lot of these festivals, like When We Were Young, like the initial When We Were Young show, I know a lot of the media team, their goal was probably to be asked to come back. And that was where I was at with this tour with Emo Orchestra. So I knew that I wanted to be asked to come back and kind of be their go-to content person for this new endeavor that they were going on. So almost immediately after the tour, Ben asked me if I wanted to do the next one. And I was like, absolutely. You know, so I had more time to plan the first Emo Orchestra. I had maybe like, I don't know, 3-4 weeks to prep for it. But this time I had several months to get ready and, you know, get some new gear and, you know, kind of reorganize some things and schedule it, which is nice. You know, having that time to like schedule work, other freelance work around a 7-week tour has been really nice. But yeah, my main goal was just to be able to do it again because I loved the people that were involved in the tour. The conductor, Evan, and I became really close. He also did Bring Me the Horizons orchestral symphony experience at Alexandria Palace in the UK. And that's kind of how they found him. Obviously he submitted an audition. He sent a piece to Ben to listen to an arrangement of one of these songs. And that's how he kind of got in. And I would love to have him on the podcast. I don't know if he would want to do an interview, but I'm definitely going to try for that. Cause he's just such a character and has so much knowledge in the music arranging world. So yeah, Emo Orchestra is going to be from, I leave April 14th and we go up to, I believe, Cincinnati to start the prep days and get the new band who is Escape the Fate, who by the way, was one of the first bands I ever worked for when I started touring back in like 2015. So Escape the Fate is teaming up with Emo Orchestra this time. So they're going to be playing a whole new set. It's totally different than the last one. So if you got to go to the first Emo Orchestra, expect something totally different this time, which is exciting. That's what keeps it fresh and keeps it from being mundane and repetitive, is that they have a whole new set list, which is super awesome. I'm not going to leak the set list here because I feel like that's not what I should do, but it's there's a lot of really good songs on that. So definitely come out to Emo Orchestra 2 with Escape the Fate in the spring. So it's April to May 24th, and we just added 4 more dates. I know there's Omaha, Nebraska got added, Denver, Colorado got added, and there's 2 others that got added. I'll put a link to the actual event site if you guys want to pick up tickets for that. Super excited for it, and it's so fun to be a part of it because the music is stuff that I grew up jamming to in high school and, you know, my young adulthood. And even today, I still listen to these songs. So it'll be really cool to kind of run it back again and do another emo orchestra. And I know they've got plans to do other things in the future, which is very exciting. Again, I'm not going to disclose those things because it's kind of like behind the curtain, but very excited for that. So my main takeaway for this episode of Project Freelance is just to network with people. And like I said, you never know who's in a room with you. You just gotta make yourself kind of available as a content person or whatever you do. Maybe you do front of house audio. Maybe you do monitor engineering. You know, there's so many different crew roles on tour. And so you just have to go to these events that like there's meetups all the time. You know, there's different, like, I guess, after parties, there's industry nights, especially here in Nashville. But if you're in a place like LA, there's stuff going on even more than there is in Nashville. So just kind of embed yourself in the community and make connections, especially if you are new to touring. And for those of you that are brand new to content creation for bands, people always ask me, how do you get started? Go to a local venue that will let you take your camera into the venue. Here we have a place called The End that is pretty easy to get your camera into. For me, I lived in Anaheim, California. So Chain Reaction was my home venue when I first started doing photo and video for bands. And Chain Reaction would let anybody in with a camera. I still think they let anybody in with a camera. So find a local venue that is super chill and lets you bring your gear into the venue and start shooting for local bands. And then one day when they start touring, maybe they'll take you with them. And yeah, that's kind of how I got into it. But yeah, this is another episode of Project Freelance. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Like I said, hit the subscribe button. And if you are new, let me know what you thought of it. Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you soon. Stay strong. Keep enduring. Peace.